Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Mood Control. Saying you might as well pay attention if you can't afford free screens. Mood Control is designed to render funkable ideas brought to you by the makers of Mr. Prolong, better known as Urge Overkill, the pimping of the flame principle.
Oh, but we'll be pecking lightly, like a woodpecker with a heavy, because it's cheaper to funk than it is to pay attention. You dig? A huckabuck! And lo and behold, one's talking with Mood Control.
Every kind of beer.
Deprogram. Like a woodpecker with a headache.
When you're picking every kind of beer.
The non-profit organization. I didn't say diversity and inclusion, because without inclusion, there is no diversity. It's RIP, and that's not for rest in pieces. That's representation plus inclusion plus performance, which equals diversity. Anything less, and you're simply diverse. I'm your host extraordinaire, Mr. Gary Richardson, and I want to thank you for joining us for the very first show of this very happy new year. Because I realize that you all could be somewhere doing something else tonight, I want to thank you for spending this precious time with me and my guests. Before we get into the show, I just want to put a couple shout-outs there to my folks who have always supported me and always given me some encouragement along the way throughout my journey. So first of all, I want to say what's going on, what's happening to my niece and my nephew out there in Tacoma, Washington, Aja and Jontez. How y'all doing? Happy New Year and happy or merry belated Christmas, as I will say. I got to give a shout out to my young brother out there in Painesville, Ohio, who's had my back for 30 plus years, Mr. Darnell Gibson. I've been thinking about you, brother. Got much love for you. My main man, my best friend from the New York State Police. We went through the academy together, Mr. Darren Ruff. Thank you, brother, for always listening and giving me that support. And then my Marine on the scene, Mr. Kevin James, who had my back here while I was at DEOMI, making sure that I had everything I needed to do my job and be a great leader. And last but not least, I want to say a shout-out to two other people that are way out west. I don't know, it must be a West Coast thing, but I got much love for the West Coast. First of all, my main man, best friend, Mr. Marco Ron, always had my back from day one. I appreciate the encouragement. And then last but not least, Miss Christina Stubel. Told you I was going to say hello and give you a shout out, so now I'm doing it. I want to thank you all and welcome you for being here on the show with me tonight. So before we get into the show itself, I just want to take a pause for just a second because I need to honor someone who is a true American hero, and that's Dr. Martin Luther King, who gave the ultimate sacrifice so that an African-American man like myself from a little unknown town in Northeast Ohio, but you all know what it is now, that's Painesville, could share his knowledge and the passion of diversity over the airwaves for all of you all to hear. When Dr. King fought so passionately for the civil rights of African-Americans in this country, he wasn't just fighting for African-Americans. He was fighting for the civil rights of all people who were destitute, discriminated against, and kept out of the workplace, attacked, and even murdered. He had the courage to face the opposition on their turf. He went into the fire, knowing that the police were waiting there with the full support of the country's lawmakers to attack and beat protesters who were marching unarmed and in peace. He and his supporters knew that the police canines would be let loose on them to bite and injure them. He knew that the high-powered water hoses were going to be used against them. He knew that the nightsticks would crush their bones. He knew that he and his followers could lose their lives, but still they marched. This is the courage that has allowed people of all races, creeds, colors, sexual orientations, religions, ethnic origins to enjoy the civil rights promised to us by our own Constitution here in America. Now, in recent weeks, for those of you who follow me on LinkedIn, I had some connections of mine on LinkedIn who supported me throughout my journey doing diversity. And in some of those posts, some of them called me a hero. Now, I can tell you this, although I am so grateful and humbled at the fact that people have referred to me in this light, when I look at the sacrifices that Dr. King and his followers made for all of our sakes, I can't call myself a hero. What I can call myself is a fortunate man who's been given some special opportunities because of the efforts of Dr. King and his supporters. So on this evening, the day after the birthday of this great American hero, I want to say a personal thank you to Dr. King for allowing me and you as our listeners to share in his dream. Thank you, Dr. King. So, all righty, the spaceship has landed, folks. I'm back. Spaceship Pantera X, you know that's what it's called, so remember it because you might get it in some trivia later on. We've landed back safely from Planet Lovetron, and we're going to talk all things diversity tonight. I want to first thank my super producer, Miss Beverly Black, for putting me down with the Tribe Family Radio broadcast team. Now, Bev and I's story is one of preparation meeting opportunity. When she first spoke to me about being a guest on the first show that I was on called Call to Serve, hosted by Miss Daisy Brown and Mr. Philip Helinski, she saw something in me and gave me an opportunity I just couldn't refuse. I had talked about doing a podcast, and she said, hey, why don't you come on with us? And I said, yeah, I can't refuse that one. So the result is that I'm here, able to talk to you all about my passion in life, which is diversity. So for that, to my super producer, Ms. Beverly Black, I say thank you. I also want to thank my last guest, Mr. Greg Jenkins of Jenkins Consulting out there in the Virginia, D.C. area. This man is a phenomenal professional with a true heart for helping others. I can tell you that because he's been helping me ever since we met. I'm so happy we've connected. If this man tells you that he's got your back, trust me, he's got your back. So I want to say thank you, Greg. I really appreciate all the connections on Twitter and LinkedIn. I appreciate you. For those of you who have listened to the past two shows, Greg Jenkins on December 13th and also Miss Christy Rutherford on November 28th, which all of those shows are recorded, so you can always go back and listen to them at your pleasure. You know what kind of guests we bring on this show. I go out and I select the best talent that's out there doing the work of diversity because there is enough food for all of us to eat, and I believe in sharing the wealth. So when I go out to pick, I go out just like you go into the grocery store. I carefully select the finest fruits from the grocery store that I go to. Now, I'm not talking about just the regular down-at-the-corner supermarket. I'm talking Whole Foods, Trader Joe's type caliber folks that I pick. So tonight, my guest is of the Whole Foods and the Trader Joe's quality. Trust me on this one. Trust me. A few weeks ago, or shall I say a few months ago, I had the pleasure to be invited to speak at the National Guard Annual Diversity Conference out in Little Rock, Arkansas. And by the way, for those of you who haven't seen it yet, if you go out onto YouTube and search Gary Richardson, How to Effectively Measure Diversity Efforts, you'll get a chance to see that workshop. I posted that video up just a couple days ago. And it's also on LinkedIn and a post that I sent out a couple nights ago, too, so you can get a chance to take a look and see what that's all about. But while I was there, I had the opportunity to meet this gentleman in the green room. And as we were preparing for our professional panel, in which he was the moderator for, he just impressed me so much that I said, I got to get this man on my show. Now, after the sponsor gave us our instructions, this man began to speak. And let me tell you, his voice was so smooth and precise, I thought I was listening to a remake of Sidney Poitier. Now, let me tell you, for those of you all who are too young to know who Sidney Poitier is, when you get off the line, go Google him, listen to the voice. You don't even have to watch it. Just listen to the voice. And when you hear this man, you will see exactly what I'm talking about. So, ladies and gentlemen, the man I am speaking of tonight is Mr. Darius Swinton of Swinton & Associates. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Mr. Swinton and what he brings to the table for us. He is the founder and CEO of Swinton & Associates, better known as the SOAR Group. That's S-O-A-R, all caps. The mission of the SOAR Group is to provide training, facilitation, and consultative services and motivational speeches, that will create and maintain relationships and a workforce that is safe, healthy, productive, and successful. The SOAR Group specializes in individual, group, leadership, community, and organizational development. That's what they do. Darius himself is a nationally recognized and well-respected speaker, trainer, and facilitator, and the man has also written a book. He is considered throughout the international community as an extraordinary, dynamic, highly engaging, and informative speaker and trainer. His skills as a speaker, facilitator, and trainer is also greatly admired. I happen to admire him, so I know that that is a fact. He possesses a unique ability to combine personal experiences and understanding of the with current information that can help individuals, groups, or organizations transition into realities and principles into practice. Now, let me tell you, this is a world traveler right here. Darius has been a featured speaker and presenter at some major events located in places like Beijing, China, Shanghai, China, Soweto, South Africa, Johannesburg, St. Thomas, Virginia, Virgin Islands, St. Croix. He's been to Albuquerque, New Mexico, Hawaii, all of the good places, California, South Carolina, and Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I want to introduce you to Mr. Worldwide, the man with the golden voice, Mr. Darius Swinton. Darius, welcome to the show, brother. How you doing?
Gary, it is a great pleasure and an honor, man, just to be able to join you on your first radio broadcast in this brand new year. What an honor.
Oh, you got it, brother. You got it. I'm so happy that you're able to join us tonight. I just had to get you on the show. I promised you when I met you that I just saw something in you and your talent and your skill set. So I had to get you on the show to let the world and our listeners get some knowledge from your experiences being out there doing diversity. So, Darius, I just want you to tell the listeners, just tell us a little bit about who you are and what's your journey into this area called diversity?
Oh, man. I'm going to try to make this short because I don't want to be so much about me, but I'm going to be about the listeners so they can gain more knowledge and understanding so that after this broadcast, they will be in a position, Gary, to improve their lifestyle. Very short.
All right.
Man. Born in rural South Carolina, raised on a farm, man. At one point in time, my grandmother, we lived in this four-room house. She raised 11 of her grandchildren at the same time. We never missed a meal, my brother. And
wow.
Then, you know, transitioned from South Carolina to Newport News, Virginia, where I spent some time being reared in the project, having to learn a whole nother lifestyle, Gary, about how to survive in the project.
Right,
and
right.
And then, I had the opportunity to just be able to go graduate from high school in Newport News, Virginia, and I've been blessed and fortunate enough to be able to get one bachelor's degree, two master's degrees, worked on my PhD a little bit, got a great wife of 38 years. You know, I'm still alive, man. Still making it work.
Yes, sir.
The Lord has blessed us with two great adult children who are fantastic citizens, man. So, you know, I travel throughout this world, man, and I'm so grateful that God has made every opportunity available for me, man. It's all about sharing. And sharing what, Gary? I'm about sharing knowledge and sharing understanding so people, any individual, any group can improve their lifestyle.
Okay.
That's
what I'm
about,
talking
Gary.
About. Yes, sir. That's what I like to hear, and that's what I knew that you would bring to the table, and that's what our listeners expect, is that high-quality expert knowledge on the field of study that you partake in. So, Darius, I want to ask you, tell us a little bit about this book, man. Now, you published your first book. It was called Soar Beyond Your Limitations. So tell me what that's about, because I noticed that your company is better known as the Soar Group. So let us in on that.
So Gary, if the Lord has blessed me to travel throughout this great country we live in and abroad, like when I would go to South Africa, like Johannesburg or Soweto and speak at a conference, people would say, "Where's your book? Where's your book?" Never crossed my mind about writing a book. And believe it or not, I was flying from Johannesburg back to the States, to New York, and it crossed my mind while I was on the plane to just start writing, man. And this whole book evolved as a result of my traveling internationally, meeting people throughout the United States, and just trying to deliver a message and listening to their messages. SOAR.
Wow.
What does SOAR stand for? This is very interesting. Some people might want to write this down. SOAR means to stretch out and rise. What do you want to rise above?
Wow.
In your life, you want to rise above any limitations that you endure. In order to be successful, Gary, this is very simple, but yet it can be complicated and challenging for some people. If you want to be successful, you must soar beyond where you are right now.
Wow.
You must. You can't delay. You can't wait, because time does not wait on anyone. So soar beyond your limitations. About wherever you are right now, do something better. Improve. Grow. Be productive, be successful. And that's what life is all about, man. This journey is about, this one-way journey is about maximizing your time. So you, throughout your journey, you can say, yeah, I have been productive, I have been successful, I have been positive, I have been proactive. So not only do I promote this book, Soar Beyond Your Limitations, Gary, I try to live it every second of every day. Now, I try to suck the life out of every second, man. This thing is about, Gary, this whole life is about maximizing four things. And some people are going to write this down. This is free tonight, Gary.
All right.
These are four things, Gary, that are so, so critically important to every person's life throughout, no matter where they live in the world. First of all, time.
Okay.
A second equals a second, no matter where you live in the world. No matter where you live, the second has the same amount of quality. So everybody must learn how to maximize your time. You know how some people say, well, I'm going to wait. You can't wait, because time doesn't wait.
Right.
So the second thing we have to learn how to do, Gary, we got to maximize our faith. Every human being, as long as you're alive, will always occupy some physical space. Now, how do we manage our space? Who do you let into your space? How do you govern your space? And so it's important that we maximize our limited amount of space. You let bad things in your space, you get bad results. You let good things in your space, you get good results. So the third thing we must maximize is opportunity. The one thing that life provides every human being is an opportunity. An opportunity. So when you wake up in the morning, you have a what? Another opportunity, then another opportunity, then another opportunity. Do whatever you wish with that time in your space. But let me say this, you must utilize every opportunity you have if you want to be productive, if you want to be successful. Now, the last thing of this four, I hope people are getting this. I'm getting excited all by myself.
Hey, bro, I'm over here partying. I'm partying. Do your thing.
The other thing, the last thing I want to bring to our audience's attention is resources. So in order to soar beyond your limitations, you got to be able to identify and utilize the right resources. The right resources. You got to connect with some people. You got to get to know some people. You got to do some research to find out what resources do I need for myself in order to be successful. So the whole SOAR book, it's 138 pages, but it's packed with information that will do three things for you. It's going to give you knowledge, it's going to give you understanding, and it's going to give you skills. Knowledge, give you information you haven't received before, understanding, help you to realize how things and people rightly relate to each other, and also it's going to give you some skill. So one of the chapters, Jared, one of the chapters have to do with being better than I used to be.
Explain that to us.
So being better than I used to be is looking at who I am right now. So what are some things I can do to improve my attitude, to improve my emotions, to improve my behaviors, to improve a lot of my actions, to improve my, where I work, to improve my relationships? So I don't want to be the same person next week as I am today. Why?
Because that means that
I haven't utilized my time. Just something to think about, girl. Just something to think about. Now another chapter 7 focuses on forward thinking.
Okay.
Now, that's very profound when you think about it. You know how some people are always focusing on the past?
Yes, sir.
We talk about
what
they did in the past. Forward thinking has to do with always looking at where you're going, what you want to experience during this one lifetime. So everything we do, everything we engage in is an experience. But when I think positive, that's forward thinking. If I want to achieve a goal, that's forward thinking. If I want to accomplish a mission, that's forward thinking. If I want to lose weight, that's forward thinking. If I want to get a better job, that's forward thinking. But you got to have actions with that thinking, which helps you to soar.
There you
go.
Man,
I can talk about this all night.
Bro, I'm going to give you the whole hour. You can go ahead and continue to spit that knowledge, because that's why I brought you on here, because I knew you had that in you. And let me tell you, Darius, your journey sounds so similar to mine. When I wrote my book, it occurred the same way. I went to do a presentation. The lady came up to me afterwards, shook my hand, and says, "Where can I get your book?" She just assumed I had one.
Right.
And I didn't have one. So she said, "Listen, you need to write a book." Bro, that was like 5-6 years ago. Name is Nancy Reisbeck. If you look in my book, right in the cover, in the acknowledgement, she's the last person that I acknowledge in that book, because she put that fire under me. And see, what that is, what I call that, Darius, and I can talk to you like this because me and you have had these conversations. That's what we call a God wink. All right? So God is winking at you, and I just learned this. I have to be honest with you. My wife got me this book the other day from Barnes & Noble. It's called God Wink, all right? And that's when God is sending you a message through somebody else to put you on a journey, to put you on the right path, to nudge you along. And that nudge has united you and I right here tonight. And I love everything that you're talking about. And I want to go back to one specific thing that you named within those four things, because I think it is so vital, and that's time. So, Darius, tell me, what does an hour look like to you? What can you do with an hour of your time to make yourself better?
Oh, man, that is so easy. Let me tell you how easy this thing works. First of all, if you gave me 1 hour, what I'm going to do is move beyond where I am when I first began that hour. I can assure you that at the end of those 6 minutes, I will not be having the same thoughts, nor be in the same position, or doing the same act. Why? Because it keeps me stagnated when I'm doing the same thing for the whole hour. All I've done is wasted an hour of the time that God has given me to do something well. And some people wait just to wait. They wait on waiting, and nothing is accomplished. So what I do every morning, man, when I get to my desk, I try to map out things I'm going to accomplish before the end of the day. And I am focused, my brother. I have to be focused in order to keep moving down this road so I can be a little bit more successful, a little bit more productive, advance a little bit more. I have
there
to do
go.
That.
And, absolutely.
And it works. It works. Which we call that due diligence. We call it focus. We call it commitment. You know, everybody, your listeners have heard these terms, but you got to have application. And one of my famous quotes is, "A vision without resources is hallucination."
I need you to repeat that. Repeat that one more time, because I think some listeners need to hear that. Go ahead, Darius.
"A vision without resources is hallucination." That's all it is.
Wow.
It's just staring up in your head, not going anywhere else but in your head. And that's where it's going to stay, in your head. And people have all these dreams and aspirations and hopes and missions and visions. It just stays in our head. I have people call me and say, "You know, I want to do what you do." I said, "Okay, what's your mission?" "No, I don't need a mission. I just want to do what you do." You got to put some time in for some planning and preparation. That it may look easy, well, Gary, it might look easy to people when they see what you do or what I do. They don't know the time that we
That's
have
right.
to fight.
All they
it's
see.
No idea.
There you go. There is. I tell people, most of the time when you see folks who do the work that we do and we're standing up in front of everybody and we're sweating and it look fun, you see the movie, but you don't see the production that goes into the movie. You don't see the legwork, the study, the research, all of that stuff that we do before we ever hit the stage to get ready to give that knowledge out to those people in a concise manner where they understand it. That's exactly what it sounds to me like you're talking about. Am I correct?
Man, you hit the nail on the head with the old Southern term. Now, that's a Southern term. You understand? I keep telling you, I was born in the country, man. I got some Southern terms, you know?
You got that country
terms.
Grandma. I like it. I like it.
I don't want to let it go, man, because let me tell you what, there's true grit. But when I come, I never want to let it go. Have to work out in tobacco fields and cotton fields for 8-10 hours a day. That's
there
true
you go.
Grit. I'm appreciative of my roots, brother. It gives me strength.
There
you
go.
Got to have, so when you have those tough times, the audience, when you have those tough days, you got to fall back on that true grit. Something won't deter you, but keep you strong and keep you healthy and keep you focused. All that other stuff is secondary.
Yes, because you've been tested. You've been tested. So you know there's nothing going to knock you off your grind.
Man, look at Gary. The field we're in, we're being tested every day.
Every single day.
Every day. But ladies and gentlemen, when you are focused, when you are grounded, when you know your mission, you know your goals, you know your objectives, you've got your plan, work your plan.
There you go.
Your plan will work for you. It's not complicated, but it requires, Gary, every now and then, it requires some sacrifice. In my book, I have a chapter focused on change for the better or worse. Oh, we're going to change. But are
you
going
to change one way or the other,
we
huh?
One way or another. Are you going to change for the better or are you going to change for the worse? You don't have too many options when it comes to change.
That's right. It's 51 way, 50 the other.
now you either take control of your change or it going to take control of you.
There you go.
And when it takes control of you, not many people like the consequences when it takes control over you.
Because now you don't have no say-so in your own life. You're being governed by everything else in the world.
Because you gave it permission to govern you, so don't complain.
Wow.
Don't complain when you give it or give someone else permission to rule you.
There you go.
That goes back to Gary saying, when you allow someone to come into your space and control your space, be ready for some unknown consequence.
Folks, this is why this man is on this station right now. This is how we do it on blogtalkradio.com. Diversity works, and that's diversity works with an X, not an S. This is why I have him on the show tonight, because I knew he had a true skill set that was unique. And it sounds to me, Darius, like your background doing that physical labor is what made you a prime candidate to get in this field that we call diversity, because we know this is not easy work. This ain't nothing to play with. You get your feelings hurt doing this kind of work. So tell us a little bit about what led you in the direction of diversity. How did you get into this profession?
So Gary, it's kind of interesting how things evolve, and you don't even know they're evolving in your life. So while as a child, while being reared in this rural southern town, working on a farm owned by a Caucasian male, my grandmother, who's a strong, strong African-American woman, she just taught us, first of all, how to love yourself,
how
to care about yourself, and how to love your family and community.
Okay.
So even though the Caucasians owned the farm or the plantation, whatever you have, she was so strong in her values and her belief and her spiritual growth and development that she protected us from a lot of stuff that was going on we weren't aware of. But But I do remember, Gary, as it is, still exists in Marion, South Carolina, you had Caucasians living on one side of the road and the blacks living on another side of the road. Still exists.
Wow.
I always wondered, Gary, I always wondered, how is it that my grandmother would say, hey, go across the street and borrow some sugar? But then they would come across outside the street and get some flour.
Okay.
Like, what's up with this? What's up with this?
In a segregated neighborhood?
In the same segregated neighborhood,
y'all was going back and forth across the street like that?
Borrowing sugar and corn and rice. I'm telling
wow.
you, man. And then
all of a sudden,
man, true story. I'm in the fifth grade, single parent. You know, my mom, single parent. I got two older brothers. She said, "Okay, I'm gonna give you guys a better life. We're gonna move from Marion, South Carolina, and go to Newport News, Virginia, and we're gonna live in a planned community. I'm gonna move y'all to a planned community." She said, "Okay." So she backed up U-Haul, put all our stuff in it, went to Remy Circle, Newport News, Virginia, planned community, right? Man, Gary, that was a project, man. She called it a planned community. People plan to steal all our stuff. That's what they plan to do. Dude, my brothers and I had no idea, Gary, of the cultural values and norms going on in the project. Now, keep in mind, we're three country boys living from the South where you leave all your stuff outside. It'll be there the next morning. You don't have to worry about your bats and balls and gloves. Then we moved to Newport in the project. We left our bats and balls and gloves outside. Next day, they wasn't still where we left them. Hey, man, planned community, all right. So we had to learn a whole nother culture. Then I had to go to integrated high school. That was only integrated for the second year. I had to deal with all that, man, all that diversity. And the thing about it, Gary, as my whole career evolved, I was honored by the Kellogg Foundation, right, to be a part of this delegation. And I was the only African-American out of 13 people in the United States selected to be a part of this delegation and to go to China.
Wow.
There was some a part of the delegation that wouldn't even speak to me because of the color of my skin. I'm serious.
Wow.
Now, can you imagine being an 18-month program? You're going back and forth to South Africa and to China, and you got people who won't speak to you?
Wow. And these are people that you're on the committee with?
These are a delegation, man. These are professional people from all over the difference with our race. I'm telling you, man. But I'm telling you, had it not been for what my grandmother instilled in me and God watching over me, I would not have survived that, man. But then I had opportunities to go out in the bush. I did some work in the bush in South Africa, went in the rural part of China, both Beijing and Shanghai. I've done work in St. Croix, St. Thomas, the Virgin Islands. Man, so all these experiences told me that we are more similar than different. And the recent revelation, Gary, this will blow some of your listeners' minds. So everybody needs air. We all need air to survive, right?
There you go. Yes, sir.
Need air. You can't see it, but we need it. So if people are so much against me because of my race, stop inhaling my air. Stop it. Stop it. That's all.
You just save some air for you, huh?
Inhaling my air. That's crazy. We all live in this world and we are inhaling each other's air and then we don't like each other.
That's right. I never thought of it that way. That's exactly what's happening. That's exactly. We're keeping each other alive.
Keep each other alive. You know, that's crazy. I'm not going to speak to you, but I'm going to inhale your air. That's worse.
I'm going to use that one. Next time I'm out and I see somebody looking at me sideways, that's exactly what I'm going to tell them. I'm going to tell them, hey, listen, get Mr. Swinton's book, Soar Beyond Your Limitations, and you will know why I'm telling you to stop breathing my air.
Stop breathing, stop inhaling my air. If you don't like me, you don't respect me, you can't speak with me, you can't sit beside me. Stop it.
Callers, we see you out there. We know you're on the line. This is why we got you here. We're here to have some fun. This is a place that we can talk about real issues concerning diversity. These are the caliber of speakers that I'm going to have on this show every single time. They're dynamic. They're well-cultured. They're well-traveled. They're well-spoken. They have the pedigree. And I'm telling you, Darius, some of the things that you put in my book, or just said are actually in my book. And that's why when you just ended with that we are more similar than we are different, it's the truth.
It is.
The things you just said in my book, Beyond Demographics, The Truth About Diversity, are some of the same things that you just spoke about, and you've never seen my book. I've never seen your book. But we've lived a life that's similar because of our demographic.
Crossed by accident, my brother. I'm gonna
no, they didn't.
Not crossed by accident.
No, they didn't.
This thing called life is not complicated. It's very simple. It's broken down in three major phases. And I put this in my book. The last chapter focuses on from, now, on. Every human being that is born creates a from, have a past. We all have a past. And the thing about it, Gary and my listeners, you can't change your past. You can't go back to your past. Why?
No.
Because you cannot relive time.
There
so,
you go.
So I encourage the listeners, I encourage people I speak to, draw some strength from your past. Let some of your past be a strength for you, not a weakness. The second word is now. Now is the present, Gary. And it's what's so fascinating about the present now is that in the blink of an eye, it becomes your past.
In a second. So, as soon as it's done, it's over.
It's gone. It's gone forever, man. So if you don't maximize right now, shame on you.
Wow.
Because it's right now that you have to seize this moment while it presently exists. On is the future. Now, that's a tricky one when you think about it.
Wow.
On has to do with your hopes and dreams and aspirations, your vision, all these great things you want to become. But
wow.
You know what, Instagram, that you never really live your future. You never really get there. Because when you think you're there, you're in the present. You're not
yes.
in the future.
Right.
So,
yes.
So
yes.
As we try to live life, I can't wait for Christmas. When Christmas comes, you're not in the future, you're in the what? The present.
There you go.
But
and
you need something to work towards. And having a future, have the order gives you something to work towards. But the benefit comes when you get to that point in your life, when you reach that destination, that you say, yes, I used to be like this, but now I'm like this. Why? Because I took advantage of my time, my space, my opportunities,
yes.
and my resources.
Yes, yes.
It's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing.
Hey, and listen, I want everybody to just hold on for just a second because I need to say something to the audience, Darius, that I think it is so important. I want the audience to get more than just the lesson that you kick into them right now. When I met you, Darius, I promised you that I was going to connect with you at some point. Is that not the truth?
That is the whole truth.
I promised you that you and I were going to get together at some point and collaborate on something. Now, here's why this is important. One of the biggest mistakes that I've seen people in our career field, in our profession, in the profession of what's called diversity, one of the biggest mistakes I see them make is they hoard opportunities. They're so scared that if they let somebody else in, that if they share something, somehow their style, their intellectual property is going to be stolen from them. But I want everybody to understand right now on this show, and this is an example of it. When you hide an opportunity for somebody else, you block your own. That's why Darius is on this show, because I saw that he had a skill set and experience that I don't possess. It's different from mine. We ain't talking about which one is better, which one is worse. We're talking about what's different. So as a leader, I need to be able to identify that he has something special and then be able to, Darius, as I like to tell people, I like to be able to get into your hard drive and see what kind of apps that you have that I can utilize. That's what I need to do as a leader. That's what we need to do in this career field because it's called diversity, right? So how can it be diverse if you got the only game in town and you're the best thing since sliced bread? What's diverse about that? So I just want the audience to realize and to see what's happening right here. Without that kind of thinking, you don't get this kind of talent that we have here on the phone tonight. So if any of you all are out there and you're listening and you want to ask Mr. Swinton or myself any questions as it pertains to diversity, what we're doing in the future, and before we open up the lines, Darius, can you tell people where is your book available? If somebody wanted to purchase your book, how would they be able to access that?
I'm going to give you the easiest and the most economical way to purchase my book. Go on my website, thestoregroup.com, three words connected, thestoregroup.com, or swintonandassociates.org, and just go on my website, order the book. It's $14.95. You go on Amazon, they're going to hit you for $19.99, $29.99. Nope,
wow.
Let's do it the economical way.
There you go.
Gary, listen, let me tell you how easy this is, Gary. Take down my number. They can call me 804-674-9550. 804-674-9550. And guess what I will do, Gary? This is how,
what you going to do for them? Tell them what you're going to do.
They give me their address. I will send them the book.
Wow.
All they have to do is send me the $14.95 before they die. That's all I ask. I don't care if it's 2 years, 20 years, or 30 years. Send me my money before you die. That's all.
I think we can do that. I think we can make sure that they get you that $14.95 before they leave this earth.
Garrett, have you ever heard of a deal like that before?
No, I haven't. There is, and I never met a guy like you before, so it don't surprise me.
That's trust. Look, that's trust. You know why? Let me tell you why I do it this way. I do it because I raise the level of trust and consciousness with the other person.
There you go.
I am hoping that if you choose to get my, I send you my book, and you say, I'm not going to pay him, I hope your conscience beats you to death. Your conscience is going to get you. That's right. Get conscience.
Hey, so Darius, let me tell you, we got some folks out there on the line right now. I'm going to call them out if they want to get in on this conversation and ask Mr. Swinton of Swinton and Associates or myself, the host, Mr. Gary Richardson, any questions about diversity that you may have. We're going to open up the lines, and right now, let's see who we got. We got a 315 out there. So 315, if you want to get in and you want to ask a question of Mr. Darius Swinton or myself, feel free. We're waiting on you. Go ahead and knock on the door. And if not, we're going to hold for a second. If not, we got 443. We got 443 area code on the line. If you feel you want to get in on the conversation and ask our special guest any questions as it pertains to his life, anything he discussed about his profession, anything you want to discuss with me, feel free. We got the lines open for you all right now. So give us a call. Let the producer know that you have a question, and we'll bring you in. So, Darius, while we're waiting.
Good evening.
There we go.
This is Daisy Brown.
Hey, how are you, Daisy? How are you?
I'm fine. I just want to say Happy New Year to you and your guests and your listeners, and to congratulate
you.
I'm glad to see you're up and running. I've enjoyed what I've heard.
All right.
And your guest is very inspirational. Wonderful.
Thank you.
So that's all I wanted to say, and thank you for being a guest on my show, which I truly, truly, truly appreciate. And God bless you all in your work.
Oh, thank you so much.
God bless you very much.
We really appreciate that. And I just want to let you all know, I mentioned her name at the start of the show. That's Ms. Daisy Brown. She had me on her show. In fact, that was my very first show on the Tribe Family Channel, was her show called The Server. And we had just a great time. She is a fabulous woman. We really had some fun. You all can actually go back and listen to all of these shows on Gumbo for the Soul, through Tribe Channel Family Radio. All of our shows are recorded. This show is being recorded right now, so you can always go back into the archives, listen to the show at your leisure, and reach out to me if you have any questions. I can be reached at Gary, that's G-A-R-Y, dot, the letter R, and then consulting. So it's Gary, dot, the letter R, and then consulting as one word, and that's at gmail.com. You can also visit my website, www.richardsonconsultingalltogether.net. You can send me an email through there. You can go out on YouTube if you want to see me in action and just type in my name in the search box, and you can put either Wounded Warrior, and you'll see a keynote presentation that I did for those folks for the Wounded Warrior Project last year, or you can type in Gary Richardson, How to Effectively Measure Diversity Efforts, and that's from the conference that both me and Mr. Swinton did just a few months ago for the National Guard. So you got two videos you can check out while you're out there. If you're not on LinkedIn, folks, you need to get on LinkedIn. I send out a lot of posts through there. There's a lot of information that I give out there that's really pertinent to our discussion. So, Darius, I just want to ask, can you give the folks an email again where they may be able to contact you if they want to get you in as a guest speaker, if they want to get that book that we talked about? In fact, I need to get that book, brother. We need to swap books so we can read this knowledge. It sounds like it's got a lot of the same kind of ideas in it, but I really like to read it. So give me your email and your contact information one more time.
Hey, thanks, Gary. The email address, ladies and gentlemen, is the SOAR Group, T-H-E-S-O-A-R Group, @gmail.com. The SOAR Group @gmail.com. No matter where I am in the world, I try to respond to every email within 24 hours, no matter where I am in the world. That's my effort. That's my goal. My contact number is 804-674-9550. No matter where I am in the world, I try to return every call, every personal call, within 24 hours. Again, that's my commitment. That's my goal. If people can take the time out to call me, email me, I must take the time out to respond.
There you go. Absolutely. Now, for our listeners, once again, if you want to go out and you want to listen to some of the archive shows, just go to blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. And all of that's together. Gumbo for the soul is all one word. And then you can simply put in Diversity Works. That's the name of our show here, is Diversity Works with a capital X at the end. So, Darius, as we're heading to the end of the show tonight, I want you to leave our folks with, what is your definition when it comes to diversity? What do you think diversity is, and how do you explain that to the folks when you are going out there and doing your lectures and doing your seminars? What is diversity to you?
As you say the word diversity, I think of one word, different. We are just different. That's it. We're just different. And Gary,
okay,
let me say that. Let me say, being different can be our strength when we begin to look at what we want to achieve while we have this one visit on this earth. It is our strength. It is what we can draw upon to help us to experience our goals, our vision, and our mission. It is our differences is a major strength. I love the fact that there's no one else like me in the world that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
I love that. I love the fact that you and I have connected and you have written the book. We're so diverse, but yet we're strong because of our diversity. Where I may need someone to help me, that might be that strength that they have that can help me. Where you
right.
might be some help, that might be my strength. I can help you, not to divide, but to bring together, not to be excluded, but to be included, not to be weak, but to be strong, not to be negative, but to be positive, not to be destructive, but to be constructive.
There you go.
I'm telling you, Diversity, you cannot avoid it. So even when you think you're better than someone, it's all in your head. It's just in your head. That's where it is.
Right. Absolutely.
You're inhaling the same air that I'm exhaling. You ain't no more better. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you got to simplify this thing.
There you go. We've made it too complex. Darius,
it's
I agree with you 100%. We made it too complex. We made this thing so special and such a specialty. And let's be honest, we know why this happened, because there's money involved. It's money at play. So once you put this kind of money behind something, you are going to have it become so specialized till now it loses its meaning to the masses, and it only means something to the practitioners who's doing it.
Yes,
so
sir.
We
yes, got to
do better, right? You and I
yes,
have had
sir.
These conversations. We got to do better at explaining what diversity is to the masses. We don't need to worry about us. We're the practitioners. What about the masses?
Man, Garrett, when it was 9/11, when everybody was running out of those buildings?
Oh, yes, sir.
White face, had those smoking white faces, everybody trying to get out there at the same time.
That's right.
Everybody's
right.
Face looked the same, smoky white, man. Ashy white.
That's right.
Help me to help you to get out of this building.
There you go.
So this whole thing that you mentioned about money is based on this protocol that they're saying that this country, this world got to have a protocol. And the protocol says that there must be someone at the top, there must be someone at the bottom.
Yes. Yes.
That's division. That's
yes.
not respecting diversity. That's division.
Yes.
And
yeah,
that's not,
absolutely.
That's not healthy. That's not healthy for this world.
No, it's not. It's not, because what we're doing, that would be like someone hiring me to do a job. And I tell them up front, Darius, imagine this. Somebody comes to hire me, and I tell them up front, okay, I'm going to give you about 30% of my talent. What do you think they would say to me if I went to a needs assessment for a company and I told them I'm only going to give you 30% of my talent? You think they're going to hire me?
I would.
Probably not. Probably not, but that's what we're doing in this country. We're using about 30% of our talent pool. 30%. And look at our greatness by using just that 30%. And people say, where are you getting the 30% from? Well, if you look at who our leadership is around the country, if you look at the recruitable ages for employment and for leadership positions, you only have about 30% when it's left over. About 30% of those people are able to be in those positions and get the credit for the work that they're putting in, even though everybody else is working just as hard and not harder. And somebody says to me, oh, I worked hard for this. Really? So what about that person who has to get in a wheelchair every day and get their way to work and get their way inside of a building to go and do their job? Are they working just as hard as you or harder? See, it's not about who's working hard, Darius. It's about who gets rewarded for their work.
That's what it's all about, isn't it, guys?
That's what it's about. And folks like you, and I'm saying this to you, and you know we've had conversations, we're going to have many more. It's people like you who I have to go out and connect with, because I want to bring more knowledge about diversity in this subject to the world so that we can see this thing is about performance. It's way beyond demographics. Darius, you have the knowledge and experience you have because of the environment that you were in and because of the way people look at your skin color in this country. So it gave you a special experience. But guess what? Not all black males can do what you're doing. Not all black males have gone through what you're going through. So that's your special experience. And as a leader, and as a leader on this radio show, Diversity Works, I need to figure out how to tap into your talents. And that's why I got you here on the show tonight. That's
Gary,
what it's
brother,
about.
Gary, my brother, I'm going to make this. All we have to do, ladies and gentlemen, in this great audience, and Gary, again, thank you for this opportunity. All we have to do is have a conversation. Now, the conversation does not have to be about judgment. who's right and who's wrong. It's about sharing two things, sharing our knowledge and sharing our understanding.
You're not judging,
because now we're going to bridge the gap in our knowledge and our understanding, and that's our strength. It's not when we judge and have all these opinions. It's like, let's bridge this thing called communication gap by having a non-threatening, constructive, respectful conversation. Now, if you want to win the conversation, if you want to win and think you know more than me, tell me in the beginning so I can say you write everything you say. We save some time. If you think you're going to be right. But if you really want to grow internally and externally, let's have a non-threatening conversation. Just expand each other's knowledge and understanding. And that's growth and development. Now, we're not about differences. We're about similarities that will give us strength. So we can lock arms, lock thoughts, lock voices, and grow together. It's not complicated.
No, it's not. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to give you a promise, and I'm going to tell Darius this while he's on the air with us tonight. You will hear something from me and this man in the future. I'm telling you this because we have the power to make it happen. So just like we connected tonight, you are going to hear me and Mr. Darius Swinton somewhere on some platform in the very near future. And if you think he's spitting fire tonight, wait till you all see us both live. That's all I got to tell you. We'll make sure we save you some tickets for the front row. You'll get backstage passes and the whole nine, because when we come, we're going to be spitting fire, and we're going to give you some knowledge like you haven't had before on this subject. It's not about demographics, folks. It's beyond that. It's about talent. It's about experiences. It's about skill sets. It's about those special apps and abilities that each one of us have developed over our lifespan. I want to say to you, brother, Mr. Darius Swinton, you have been a fantastic guest tonight. I am honored to have you on the show. Your knowledge and your skill level is great. You and I are going to do some things in the future, folks. This is Blog Talk Radio on Gumbo for the Soul. This is Diversity Works. This is how we operate on this show. If you're listening out there and you have somebody that you think has a special skill set when it comes to diversity, you all need to reach out to me. Once again, that's gary.rconsulting@gmail.com. You can also go to www.richardsonconsulting.net. Send me an email through there, through the site. You can go on YouTube. Make sure you punch in my name, Wounded Warrior, or how to effectively measure diversity efforts and see those videos. And Mr. Swinton, one more time. What's the name of your book, sir?
Soar Beyond Your Limitations.
Yes.
Soar Beyond Your Limitations. And this is what I leave everybody with, Gary. Thank you again. All you have to do says, we can, we must, and we will soar beyond the limitations.
There you go, sir. We're going to make it happen. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you tonight for spending this hour with me and my special guest, Mr. Darius Swinton. Darius, I know you got to take off because I know you got some conference calls and some other connections that you got to make, brother. So if you need to sign off, I appreciate you. We will catch up later in the week. And ladies and gentlemen, for you all coming back February 20th, if you look at the flyer, all of the dates are on there for the next show times. We're going to have another hot show for you. I'm going to go back up to the Planet Love Tron and hang out with my brother, Dr. Funkenstein, and get some more knowledge for you all. Come back down on my spaceship, Pantera X. Remember that. Don't forget to get the book, Beyond Demographics, The Truth About Diversity. It's out on Amazon, and Barnes & Noble is also taking orders on it. The reviews have been great. I have to say that I am very happy, humble, and proud the way the book has really taken off. I've been getting invited to book festivals and to come out and speak and all this good stuff, so I really want you all to be a part of that. Thank those of you who have supported me. I've been signing a whole lot of books, and that is a great thing to be able to do that. And even for people that are not even in the country have been contacting me saying that they really enjoyed the book. So I'm happy. that I continue to write through everything that I've gone through lately. And just to let you all know, for those who don't know, I am getting ready to retire once again. March 9th is it. I'm going to take that military uniform off. I'm going to hang it up in the closet. This ain't going to be no Michael Jordan comeback. This is the second retirement, and I'm sitting on the bench. Somebody else can take it, and I'm going to be doing this thing on the radio, writing and speaking full-time under Richardson Consulting. That's who I am. I'm the host extraordinaire of Diversity Works with a capital X. I want to say once again, thank you all for listening. My sister-in-law, I want to thank you. You are still my sister-in-law, Yolanda. Thank you so much. My niece and nephew, thank you. I love you guys. For all of my listeners out there, you all make sure you look us up. Look me up on YouTube. We're going to have some fun. We're going to do this thing again in February, and then we have another show coming up in March. And then our finale, boy, let me tell you, make sure that you keep those dates, especially for April. April, I'm not even going to tell you yet. We're going to have a big surprise for you all. This show is going to be fantastic. We're going to have a lot of fun. And next time, you all don't be scared to speak up. I know some of you are shy, but when you call in, if you want to get on and ask us a question, even just to say hello, we'll take it. We'll invite all comers because this is about diversity. So with that being said, I hear my spaceship outside. Somebody just started it up. We're getting ready to take off. You all stay safe, be good, and bless you. We will see you next month.